like to welcome everybody and read the land acknowledgement. That we'd like to acknowledge that the land on which the Eastern Counties Regional Library operates for time immemorial is in Mi'kma'ki, the traditional ancestry territory of the Mi'kmaq people. And now welcoming both Mr. McDonald and our new deputy librarian for the first time, Janet. Welcome. Yeah. Trisha's not at the door yet, and we're not pushing.
Not for those 56 days.
It is, however, Trisha's last board meeting, so everyone should make a fuss and say bye.
Yeah.
Her last working day?
Or no, her last board meeting, Janet.
I think it's still coming. I think it's still coming.
Yeah.
So we're going to go just the minutes and then.
Oh, yeah.
The ice cream bar is not open yet.
Needless to be, there is the park. Needless to park down there. Anyway, probably jump over the courier. So we have a approval of the agenda before you, if that's okay. So moved by, hello.
I'll second.
Seconded, thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded, motion carried. And then the minutes of the January 18th meeting. Well, this will be our first meeting that starts and ends in daylight. Wouldn't that be a difference, eh?
Pleasant surprise.
Yes, for sure.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for the minutes from January 18th.
And so moved, is there a second?
Seconded.
Seconded, okay, second. Janet, Blaine. Blaine, yeah, it's easier in the alphabetical. It's been moved and seconded that the minutes be approved. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded, thank you. And now we're pleased to welcome the Keith McDonald, the CIO of Inverness. He's been on the agenda before and didn't make it because we weren't here and we're thankful.
What's that? It's whatever day we picked, there is a storm.
Yeah. Except today, so great.
So good to meet you all. I actually met everyone, but it's Bert, our counselor. So I'm just going to give you a brief overview of a project that council moved forward with staff. It was an overview of the library services in Inverness County to kind of map out where we should be going in the future. Council has prioritized population as a focus going forward and trying to retain and attract population to the county. And one of the requirements to do that, well, there's many, there's housing, there's childcare, quality recreation, but one thing as well is the new type of libraries, that modern libraries can play a significant role in helping retain and attract families by providing a number of services and touch points for the community members. So council asked us to move this forward. We brought in a firm, Davis Peer. They won the contract and they helped us out do this little piece of work. So there's two parts of the report. The first part, I don't have that up here. I have the second one, the roadmap. The first one there is basically the results from the community consultation. So we did a number of different activities. We had an online survey. We did some targeted interviews and we had a few open group conversations to get as much feedback from the community about how they felt about libraries. And then lots of ideas about what we could do for the future.
Keith, could you just, I mean, I heard this from you, but the rate of response,
it was significant. I think it was around 700, which is
phenomenal.
Pretty high for us. We were really glad with the feedback. So I think it was all together through all the mechanisms, it was around 700 people. So I can get the exact number, I just can't remember it right now. So, as you all know, libraries play a important role within our communities. As I mentioned, our municipal council wanted to make sure that we took a little bit of a deeper dive into those services. They hadn't been looked at in, I don't think, ever in a close detail. Obviously, we made sure ECRL management was up to date on all steps as we move this forward. And the report does come out and provide a really solid pathway for the future. So we did the project initiation, we did a lot of research, as I mentioned, community engagement, and then the strategic roadmap. Currently, in the county, we have three branches, a newer branch up in Shady Camp, in District 1. We have a branch in Mabu within the high school there, and we have another branch in Marguerite Forks. And Port Hawkesbury, there's one at Sarek. Obviously, they're in another municipal unit, but that's in the county borders. So there's all kinds of different services from, obviously, not just books. As you're all aware of all the services that are provided. And we have some smaller community-driven type of library exchange, book exchange, that type of thing, in and around the various communities. We also did a whole lot of desktop research. There's a bunch of slides that summarize that. I'm not going to get into it, but it's really about, you know, what type of changes are happening within the library space across North America, what kind of innovative new approaches are being taken. So I'm going to flip over that, but so I just want to get into the meat of it, which was overarching themes we got back from our engagement. So we had seven main themes. The first one was a deep appreciation of existing library services is already within the county. People are very appreciative of the library services. They feel that the staff do a great job. There's a lot of strong interconnection, and overall, there's that real strength there. And that's a good news for the board, I would say. Obviously, because the respondents were primarily very happy with how things are, but would like to see some new innovative approaches as well. There was a strong desire for West County for libraries to be community hubs, much more than just books, and that's sometimes difficult, especially with when we had COVID and some of the restrictions in terms of food and et cetera that can be in libraries. But within our communities in Inverness County, we have lacking what's called free space, where people can kind of just gather naturally and not necessarily have to go to a coffee shop or have to buy coffee, but just interconnect and chat with maybe their neighbors, or if there's someone in the community, they can go meet up and go to the library and sit down and have a nice experience. So we had a lot of feedback on that front. There's a desire for more access and more close to home locations, which is super incredibly hard to do in a county the size of Guysborough or Inverness County, where you have quite a spread of population. But we do, from that initial map of our locations, we do have some areas like Inverness, Wetagamo, that don't have library services in their community that have a bit more of a population. So. Most of that feedback was from those areas. Again, people, number four, were a lot of feedback on how do we leverage other opportunities, what might be happening in the community, what partnerships can be put together in terms of potential new programming or whatever it may be. There's multiple bullets in the What We Heard report that you have in front of you that kind of goes deeper into all of these bullets. But overall, people feel that there's some opportunity for maybe some more interconnection with the library venues and other community organizations. Five, a desire to increase more communications. And there's good communications, but every time you go out to reach out to people, they always want more communications. So. Most of the themes were just about hours. How do we get that out to the community more? Sometimes it's very difficult because a lot of the people that use, not a lot, but some of the people that use, particularly in Marguerite, don't have very good internet. So how are they going to find out online if they're not, and they don't have cell coverage? So how are they going to find out if the library is closed that day unless they make a call? So. But there were some good suggestions on how we might be able to look at that. Potential desire for more kind of traveling pop-up Not a bookmobile per se, but hey, let's go to the Jiddick Hall some evening, take some of the collection or whatever it may be, or just even have an education session at another community where we can talk about the, because you can be a member anywhere because of the drop-offs and as well as the other.
Order by mail.
There you go, order by mail. And you don't necessarily need that physical space. So we still have people pining for the old bookmobile, but there's unique ways that we can potentially address that gap that people feel that's there now. And in the county as well, there's an interest. We heard some feedback about a central library location. So basically a little bit of larger library. Right now ours, I would consider them to be small, but something on the medium to larger footprint that would have the ability to interconnect with all of our other library branches via telecommunications. So let's say if there's a program and we have an instructor or someone speaking in or doing a book reading or whatever it may be in Marguerite, you can go to your local centralized one, you can go to Shady Camp and you can just go online and there you go, you're part of that seminar or whatever it may be. So those were the seven main themes. Again, really positive, which should be, the board should reflect on that, that people are happy, but they would just like more. So what is more? So we looked at that, and it's really difficult to get more out of, as you all know, our equation, right? We all have, each municipal unit puts in so much, and the province puts it through that magical equation, and yeah, pops out a number, and there you go. That's how much we each owe, and that's it. And if we want additional services, how do we do that with such a limited financial capabilities of the board, right? Particularly if you have a municipality that's a member, such as Abrantes County, that would like to have more venues for libraries. That's going to be incredibly difficult, near impossible to do that with the existing budget. So what are the solutions? You can either change the equation, which that process to look at the equation is just getting underway, but even if they change it in a significant manner, you know, we're not all, each municipal unit is not going to be able to have 5 to 7 different outlets, right? It would be incredibly difficult. Unless your guys grow, they could have 20. No. I'm sorry.
You're on the agenda next time.
It continues.
Guys grow is awesome. So, here were some of the key recommendations to kind of that were brought to council, and council's going to consider through the next budget process, which is most likely be looking at how can they add to the overall ECRL budget, but outside of the equation, to hopefully maybe have a few more venues to be open, because you have those costs in terms of staff, etc., that come to the board, right?
Yep.
So, again, key recommendations are work with ECRL to figure out how we can do a little bit more joint communications. B, establish like what are those structures and who's responsible for what. I think that would be helpful when we develop our our lease agreement, and as part of that, just who's supposed to be looking after what different components on communications, not communications, but who's responsible for what. C is explore opportunities to strengthen the library as a community hub function. Currently, that isn't as difficult as it was during COVID. Is there other ways we can invent new type of ways where we can engage the community, have them pop by more? Is that new programming? What is it that we need to do to get people in the door a little bit more? Explore the opportunities to offer library services in further locations. Right now, there's 3 spots that council would like to see more branches. One, again, is Inverness, one in Winhagama. Port Hastings kind of raised their arm too, but they're near Port, so Port Hastings so close to Port Oxbury, it may be a bit redundant, but for sure, Inverness and Winagama is looking for some library services. So that's where we have to be a little bit more eventful and figure out how the municipality can help support those type of venues being open in the future, because obviously there's only so much budget to go around. And again, that last piece, which is to explore a new venue in the municipality that could serve as a central hub to support branches throughout the municipal unit. So those were the recommendations, and council received that this year, last year, but that was after the budget was already approved. But they'll be considering some of these recommendations in the budget this year and trying to see what additional resources they can direct towards library services. We can't be presumptuous with the board and say, here's, you know, an extra $150,000 and we want three more branches immediately. But there is one that we've been kind of working towards in the community of Winagama. There's a really great space there that wouldn't require much leasehold improvements, which would be the responsibility of the municipality. But again, the extra cost would be staff related, and how do we figure that out? But hopefully coming into today, at least just getting some feedback from the board as to, you know, that's something they would be amenable to discussing as some additional funding for supports for additional branches outside of the equation, or is that, you know, something that we really have to look at closer on how that would work? Obviously we would either way, but just kind of a first reaction from the board to see if they're supportive of that type of potential model where one of the partnering units do contribute some direct funding outside of the overall funding equation for in order to grow the service area within our county.
Thank you, Keith.
So there's all kinds of more slides, but I just wanted to make sure you got a good sense of what the feedback was and some potential direction for the future. Both documents have a lot more detail, and you can go through them in your spare time, which I know you had none. I didn't want to take up too much time and dive down. I think when we present this to council, I think we took over 2 hours because we went through every page, basically. So I'm just open for any questions and feedback through the chair if you want some more background. But certainly appreciate your attention today and all the work you're doing to help support library services in this region of the province.
Thank you, Keith. Well, you actually come in on a good time because the Eastern Counties and the District of St. Mary's just signed an agreement where they are putting extra money into service.
Okay.
So there's kind of a blueprint there that's been took us a little while to get it done, but it's kind of a blueprint.
And we haven't had the official signing, but everyone's agreed.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we need
yeah.
the signing photo and the
yeah.
official
okay,
signatures.
And of course,
thank
Halifax.
You, District of St. Mary's.
Yeah,
I thought we were breaking new ground.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't want to break new ground the way we did.
That's a hard road.
If I may, who negotiated that service?
That was part of the Eastern Counties Regional Library Review that the province mandated. And so they had a consultant that was...
facilitate.
That they hired, actually, to facilitate the discussions.
Yeah.
The province hired.
Yes. Yes.
Which just happened to be the same firm that did our work.
Yeah.
But they were separate processes. It was just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just
it was underway quite a bit before you joined.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I can certainly give you some of the background paperwork just to help.
No, I'm just curious of how that, something like that would be handled.
Yeah.
If I missed something there. But
yeah,
it's fine as long as it was.
Yeah.
Well, when it's made official, of course, we'll all know about it then as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But if you have any other questions about it.
But it's the first MOU in the province between a board and municipality, so it's
mm-hmm.
kind of a new thing.
Yeah,
that hopefully.
Yeah, the province was very, very pleased and certainly has a copy now that it's out publicly and would see it as a blueprint for other relations building.
Because they're trying to emphasize, and which I think is a great idea, you know, government relations at all levels between the library boards and the province and municipal units. So.
That was a lengthy process, wasn't it?
It was. It was months.
Three, four months.
Yeah.
But see, so you missed all that, buddy.
Great, so this will be, look at these.
But we certainly can share the document, it is public, so
okay.
we could share the document with you, which would be
great.
Good. So I will forward that to you.
And we've heard from the group in Waikawa, kind of unofficial, just saying, oh, look, we have this great spot, we'd really like to have a library here. I was fortunate enough to be driving through and I went, into it. It's a beautiful spot. Right?
It's
yeah.
gorgeous, isn't
yeah,
it?
Paved
yeah,
paved parking lot, like good lighting, it's right on
natural
the lake.
Natural lighting right on the lake,
yeah.
Yeah, it is a very well-maintained facility, the washrooms, the accessibility, there's a few tweaks, but I mean, there's good bones there.
So
that's the one we'd like to focus on this year. Council actually allocated some funding last year for some leasehold improvements and some additional leasehold improvements for the Shady Camp branch. So I think they'll be adding to that pot this year through the budget process.
Yeah, we haven't, I don't know, I guess we could talk about it. We haven't shared it publicly, the strategic planning.
Yeah.
The board has been funded to do a strategic planning and a community engagement process, so certainly the documentation would be useful for that process, and you know, that would be part of.
Yeah, we think we're, before we put the horse, let the horse out of the barn, we're going to do strategic planning to see where we're going, but
okay.
I mean, you'd be top of the agenda in terms of, you know, where we'd like to go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, but we obviously need to go through that, or the board needs to go through that process. I do have the RFP almost ready to go out, so.
So, Keith, what do you envision the, like, if you're paying for the staff, do you envision them to be under our?
Well, they are ECRL staff right now. I wasn't thinking about trying to change that model right
so
at this moment, but that's something I don't know through. I'm assuming whatever process St. Mary's went through would be something we'd be talking about too.
I was just exploring more about the community hub thing where people might be able to go and pay their taxes at the library, seeing as they're your employee, like you're paying for them, even though they're unemployed with debt. Do you see it in, I don't know what's in the document, do people see the library offering more services other than just books? Like?
Yeah, they were hoping as part of that kind of more community hub, if there's, you know, seminars, maybe there's such, you target some parts of your population, maybe young families, where it's X amount of hours for young people come in, and there's a child book reading, who knows, but
right.
That's kind of what they were hoping.
Okay, so that's kind of like we do now, just wondering if there was like new programs that
there might have been a few, but if it's, I think it was more or less, hey, we have other community groups that may be doing programming, so why don't we use the library as kind of a host for that library space.
Yeah.
And to some extent, the province has recognized libraries as a hub, given that we were one of the places where you went to get the COVID test kits.
Yes.
And now they're offering
yes,
health products through the library.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
And I think that's a strategic direction the province is seeing, that there's a very non-stigmatized, welcoming atmosphere. So if you want to distribute materials or items that help with income, like food security or health, community well-being, the library is a venue to do that kind of distribution as well. So in terms
so
of...
We'd be able to look at both models. So when we did the Shady Camp expansion, ECRL expanded 13, and they pay those new staff directly. But that was part of a overall adjustment
the funding
for the funds. But as an additional agreement, certainly whatever, we're not opposed to anything, I don't think.
Yeah, it basically works as in costing out the hours in terms of staffing, and then getting that total for council in your budgeting process.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty would just be timelines and project management, like when the space would be ready and
Yeah.
The other issue that we're getting, which would be something we certainly want to put into your mind and planning process, is we're getting kind of short on books in terms of spreading thin, so there probably need to be additional funding for collections.
And people have to bring them back, like me?
Yes, everyone must bring them back.
That's what you did today, I dropped mine.
Very good. So, you know, there's the staffing and there's a little bit of, like, just with additional locations, the collection gets spread thin, so to speak. So there's a little bit of startup collection funds that we need. And then there's just the logistics and strains it may put on our regional team, because we can't increase our driver, but we, you know, like, we would increase the days he was on the road potentially, and things like that that would have to be kind of factored in.
A lot of nuances.
Yeah, but it's certainly, we have a successful model, certainly working well, because that's been almost a whole year since last summer.
Mm-hmm.
That additional hours have been in place with the municipality.
I think since our, like, last year's budget.
Yeah, I think it was the beginning of April, and we had that additional funding, so we didn't start billing you guys until July.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do have a good track record, so we can kind of discuss the details of that, too.
Okay, great.
Would there be any, like, First Nation funding with Wakaba being so close?
We've talked to them. They have some interest. It's just they're so flat out with so many other projects.
Okay.
It's been hard to really pinpoint how much involvement they would like to have.
Yeah.
Well, as part of our strategic planning process, the board is supposed to engage with various communities. So if you have a contact there, it'd be really good for us to take the chair
and
possibly a local counselor and kind of meet and have a conversation to ensure that they know that we're interested in.
Carol. Great.
Okay.
When you say community hub, would you want to use that space? Like you obviously have your own recreation programming going on through the municipality, but would you see that kind of being a space that could be used for things that your own recreation team is doing? Like, would be kind of a melded approach to
some components, not the outdoor recreation or indoor exercise type of thing, but maybe some of the more innovative things they're looking at, like robotics club or learn to paint.
Or seniors on the learning IT.
Yeah, that type
like
of stuff.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be a joint kind of approach.
Yeah.
It would be great if there were more municipal services offered of the spaces, because that would maximize the benefit for the municipal units of the cost of the library. So, like, if you could, you know, like, if there were ways for people to pay their municipal bills or to do, you know, just things that they need to do more conveniently, that is an area of interest, certainly. It's done in Denmark quite frequently. And then as well, if there are other groups, because municipal units can ensure library spaces for community groups to use the library when it's not operating necessarily as a library, like after hours and so on, because Guysborough does that in Canso. Which is a thing that only a municipal unit can really do with the types of insurance you have available, like for rinks and community halls. So there's lots of, it's just a question of whether there's the funding. Really.
Yes.
There's also the open library concept that's in Guysborough.
Yeah, which certainly, the province might be amenable to doing it at other locations. That could be part of the strategic planning. To see, because you know, the advantage of this area is it's very safe and the communities are very safe. And I mean, knock wood, we haven't had a single issue at the Open Library in Guysborough. So
these documents could provide a really solid base to help with that.
Our only issue is that we do have a lot of projects on the go this year, so that's why the timing would be critical. And we are uncertain of our staffing levels too. So once I get a better idea of that, I can be more confident.
Okay, great.
Plus, we need another board member from the province. So if you're talking to Mr.
Yes, we've been talking about that. They're very delinquent on these, and some police advisory can.
Well, we need applications. So please encourage everyone who would be good to apply. We've been
the last person I encouraged to apply, then you ended up.
Oopsie.
Good move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So So
they were very interested in the library.
Yeah, they were. So that's great. Are there
any other questions? Well, after a couple of delays, Keith, we're pleased to have you here.
Oh, it's great. It's always great to come to Mulgrave and have chili. So,
So I think it's fantastic. I really appreciate the, I'm sure you folks do, but like you say, it's a good evaluation of services that we're currently providing in Bernalillo County, and it's great to see that. There's a great deal of detail when you read through it in terms of the different types of activities and stuff that have been identified by the respondents that they would like to see in the libraries. So, like you just said, the big challenge and the lead for the county is in terms of budgeting, like what we're able to do for budgeting, because the money has to be there to do the leasehold improvements and to cover the costs for staffing. From Waikaga, Waikaga is the priority right now for the municipality. Is that correct?
Yeah, the community group that owns that facility is ready, and municipalities already approved a good chunk of money for the leasehold improvements.
Right.
It'd be just a matter of the additional costs that your executive director went through to see what that might be.
Yeah. And then would the second priority be Inverness itself?
Afterwards, but we don't have a venue. That's a few.
Oh, yeah, that's a ways out.
Yeah.
So because you mentioned about the other communities, and then you mentioned a central kind of library building as well, a larger library building.
Yeah, so that could be in Inverness, but it could also be in Port Hood, because there's some other groups that are looking for a larger kind of community hub facility in Port Hood,
Like
a new facility.
Right. Maybe the county themselves.
There's been some talk of that, but we just need a few more water leaks in our old building. It'll be a real deal, because we're out running out of space because we've had so many. Everything's broke in the last year. So.
The last thing is, everything might be just kind of aligning for this to be successful, because primarily too, that's the template that we have with the agreement with the municipality district of St. Mary. So that's a real good starting for us to work with the municipality.
For sure.
Yeah.
Of course, there's also the option too of funding additional hours at current locations as well to improve the hours reach. Because I know that's certainly when you say people want more, that really is what we hear overwhelmingly as staff.
Yeah.
People want more hours, more access, more programs.
More, like I said.
Yeah, which is great. It's just, it's always puts us in a difficult position because we are kind of trying to explain the funding limits and also the need to be equitable and kind of share the resources around the county.
Absolutely.
So, which is why we have a model that, at Shedd Camp and Marguerite, we're trying to ensure services are equitable with each other.
Good to see everyone.
Thank you
for your patience.
You're welcome.
All the positive vibes.
We'll make sure you're on the agenda and be always appropriate.
Yeah, I will. I'll never escape.
I'll look you up.
Good to see you.
Be there.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You see him again.
Have a safe drive.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Well, it's not very often you get a presentation like that. Somebody coming in saying, let's expand and pay. Well, it isn't.
No, we're having a lovely week, for sure.
Let's spread that to a moment.
All right, we're down to item four, up to item four. I neglected to tell you we're moving the agenda around, but I hope you're okay with that. L-Band's correspondence.
Yes, this was in the first package that went out for the meeting that we missed. And we revised the letter as Janet. Our Janet.
Oh, sorry.
Had suggested at the meeting to reference our
strategic planning.
Strategic planning. Sorry, I'm just looking for the copy in my pile of paper. My apologies, everybody.
It's not in this
way. No,
first one you received, I did optimistically say folks should combine their practices.
Right.
I have mine, but do you want to?
The board will discuss the most impactful approach to fostering government relations as part of our strategic planning process expected to begin later this year. If remaining LBAN's members want to continue to work together, we're certainly willing to try to do what we can. Please let us know if we might be of assistance. We're quite late in responding, and other library regions have already responded negatively. So LBAN's does not have support to continue. And most library boards seem to be going back to their sort of own advocacy with government directly. Okay, so I mean, it's reasonable to send this off just to finish off the issue, but it's not sustainable for everyone. And it, I mean, it's lots of logic. Municipal councillors, as you're all aware, overwhelmed with work.
And fewer of them.
Yes, and so if we could have a motion to forward, and Janet, did you want to see this since you had?
So what will happen with LBAN? Are you expand?
Yeah.
I would say it's non-functional right now because they don't have quorum.
Yeah.
And they have several members that withdrew.
Oh, okay.
Which would mean that we would not put their, they had an annual fee. Membership fee, so we would not be putting that into their coffers. I can't remember, so I don't want to quote a wrong figure, but.
So Shirley would be awfully disappointed.
Pardon?
Shirley would be awfully disappointed.
Yes, she would. Put a lot of time in there.
Yeah.
And I should say it was all, you know, there were organizations, one organization that wanted to continue, but it's just, it needs a collective voice or it's not effective. Government relations, and so you know, that's, if we could send that, that would be great.
Okay, so we could entertain a motion to send that letter along. So moved by Ron. Mayor, seconded. Thank you, seconded to send the letter. Thank you, Paul. Any more discussion? Janet, are you happy with it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aren't you minded? Motion carried. What's the other organization? Advance? What's the?
There's LBAN's, and then there's the Nova Scotia Library Association, NSLA.
Right.
And NSLA is fine.
But who, are there library boards on that? Who makes up
no,
NSLA?
No, NSLA is library staff and librarians. And
okay.
It's like an employee-focused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, item number five, financial updates. Summary financial information.
So I'm looking at December 31st.
Yeah.
Can you
take that? We have long-term service payouts for employees who are eligible for it in March. So we will be reducing our salary overage this month from these long-term service awards that go out. One thing that will be helpful to us if we are underspent, this will reduce the deficit from the auditor, which is, you know, helpful in an accounting perspective, but not practically speaking.
Any other questions?
You are on the project and on schedule, everything is good.
Yes, there's no issue. No, we're going to have lines where we're over, but we have lines that we're under, so we're not going to have any surprise.
In the next 2 weeks?
No.
should come in fairly well.
So you can say with go right to the grants.
We should have some updated grants information at the next board meeting.
Everybody's familiar with the Stedman funds?
The bridge funding?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bridge funding is in our thank you letter to the minister, which did I hand out yet? No. Okay. If there's no discussion?
Nope. Give me a motion.
I think it's just accepting the reports.
Okay. If there's not, I entertain a motion to accept the financial report as presented. So moved. Seconded by Claude. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. Okay. Human Resources Committee?
That's what it's called now?
Yes.
I think it's still personnel on. We invite.
No, I did manage to update it for this month. All right, so we have just brief staffing updates. We have hired a new team member in Sherbrooke, and they've been working for the last little while, and we're really enjoying having them. And then we had a library position vacated in Shetty Camp, and we are looking at how we will repost to ensure that we have backup staffing in Shetty Camp and in Margaree Forks. And so we're just doing a bit of investigation before we post for that northern Inverness area. And then we do have one matter that we'd like to, or that we need to
go on camera.
Camera for. Okay. But we need a motion to do that, didn't we?
Yep.
Okay.
So moved to going camera, seconded. Janet. Moved by the mayor, seconded by Janet. Go on camera.
Okay.
Okay, come out of camera. Do you want to try?
Yeah, so Chair, I'd like to put forward a motion to support an increment. Increment proposed as presented by the chair committee.
Thank you.
As presented by the chair committee.
Okay.
Okay. So, and so moved, their seconder? Seconded by mayor. Any other discussion? Not allowed. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Tom Combiner.
Blaine
and Tom. Learning anything so far, Janet? See how confident Trish is and, you know, following, leading along and getting everything? This is very important. Right? So this is your last board meeting?
Yes, it is.
So how many years have you been coming to these things?
The board meetings? Not that long.
No. When Christian was here.
It's got to be more than 6 or 7 years. Got to be closer to 10. I was on.
Oh yeah, I guess it's.
It is probably at least. It's.
Are you doing that at the end of this month, April or May?
May 20th.
Which is forgotten March.
Well, there's vacation time. Is that
right? Oh no, I'll be working until May 20th.
But this.
But
your,
she's going to.
You're handing it off. I see. I see. Uh-huh.
Don't need both of us here.
No, I guess not.
I had mine here.
The neighbors said, you haven't heard him leave for 2 days. Well, if you don't go to work. All right, so what you have in front of you is a correspondence to the minister thanking for $44,000.
$42,000 for the strategic planning, and then $44,000 approximately for the bridge funding.
That is $800,000. Shows you where we are in the total ball, but I should say that that's pretty good.
Yes, you should be pleased,
yeah,
Brad.
And is that what you mean? We're not allowed to say before they announce it, or
No, that's the other. We can discuss this next month. We'll have a different thank you letter, which we look forward to.
Much more emphasis on thank you.
Bigger cheese.
Thanks for.
I think that, you know, hearing from Inverness highlights how important libraries are to people. So it's nice that the province is investing in libraries.
Yeah, they have really been doing a lot of stuff, and I should have a good update at the next meeting, but they seem to have a real advocacy and a sense of potential, and certainly the project behind there indicates how they're starting to see the infrastructure and the relationship with the municipal units, and just as a very powerful thing they can utilize.
No, we're not going away.
I think the library and the St. Mary's issue, and I opened it for them. So thanks you for the strategic planning money, and then thanks them for the bridge funding.
Lots of reasons to give thanks.
We have lots of reasons to give thanks, and certainly the work with the municipality of the District of St. Mary's has been incredibly transformational for the organization, because so much of this came out of that, So I think it's been a benefit to everyone.
Yeah, we were off talking about our next target.
We need to get in trouble every couple of years. Well, it's just that, it's nice to have a situation, because you so rarely do in this world, where negativity can become so positive. So, I mean, credit to everyone involved. It is a really genuinely amazing thing.
And continuing, as well, to find out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can get a motion to send this letter off, if you please. Courtney seconds. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Undermined. Motion carried. Thank you. And CEO report.
Now, there are two CEO reports from the meeting that we didn't have, and then an additional one. I didn't combine them. I'm sorry. I just, added. And there'll be lots to update you on at our next meeting. Of note is the operational accessibility plan that was included in the February meeting package. These are just things I want you to be advised of. We haven't quite finalized the accessibility plan for 24-25. We're gonna revisit that.
Well, we had Keith here. We didn't nail him up about Shetty Camp. Didn't ask him one question about Shetty Camp.
Well, we're gonna do that in a non-public venue. Yes. But it does bring forward an extremely important point. Certainly, the work that the municipality of the District of St. Mary's has done getting accessibility funding and the improvements they've made at their libraries.
Blueprint,
and it just shows the importance of the municipality's efforts for accessibility. And so when you get a chance and take a look at the plan, you can see if there are any opportunities to push forward to me for contacts at the municipal unit about accessibility related work. It's not in this package, so just so that we can start having strengthening communication, like Keith was talking about in his presentation, to ensure that we're kind of doing the most we can on accessibility.
So municipalities would be responsible for getting people in the building accessible, providing that option. But what about inside? What are our options?
Well, one of our things that we've just done, and we'll be advertising it on social media soon, is that we've provided training, self-directed training for staff on how to use the accessibility features on the public computers. Mm-hmm. So to make the screen larger, possibly have, you know, a screen reader and have people hear what's there, just so that they can, as naturally as possible, offer that assistance to users. So our focus has to be on the service end of things and making sure that we, you know, do the best to promote the large print collections and collections for the visually impaired or print disabled. And then also, too, we need to really work on how to help users and communicate effectively with users that may have, you know, disabilities that are impacting their understanding of service, right?
Sorry, that's what's in this document.
Yes, that is it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we found it.
I just, if I may, Chair, an initiative that our municipality has undertaken, it's called the Sunflower Program. So at any municipal events or in our municipal buildings, people were ordering some things from the company that does this, but a little pin or like a lanyard that has sunflowers identifies that they may need some extra assistance.
Nice.
So if you can look into it, it's called the Sunflower Program. So anyhow, so there'll be some like municipal staff training on how to approach people so people can self-identify and the municipal staff can be aware that that may be a need, or you know, if there's a public event and something were to happen, they know that extra care needs to be taken. So maybe that's something the libraries could look into.
Yeah, that's a really interesting idea.
As an accessibility.
Yeah, that's a really interesting idea because, of course, you don't wish to interfere with anyone's privacy. And it also is a hard, like, it's difficult for staff to know.
There's a bridge there.
Yeah, well, you might assume there's an issue, but then you might be assuming wrongly. And
And like this is completely private. The person can come in to the office, ask for whatever lanyard or whatever, and then only the people involved in the program know.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, you see that. There was a commercial on TV today, same thing. People with mental illness and not knowing how to express that to somebody. But yet they come up with a similar situation that they wear a certain pin to let people know that they are they have a mental capacity or whatnot. But people know how to handle.
So any initiatives like that, it's very, very useful information for myself and other staff, and there might be ways to sort of strengthen the program in the area if the library is participating as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'd certainly be interested in that. I think there's a lot of relationship building that needs to happen this year and a lot more communication with the municipal units to see that we're all kind of working towards the same goals.
Because there is a deadline.
Certainly, yes, and that's, I mean, of course that's important, but we're just really focused on the meaningful aspect of it. We're doing it because we really care versus we're doing it because we'll be in trouble if we don't, you know, make it, right? And it's challenging. We have been doing a lot of training and certainly work with other regions to just take what we can from everyone, but you know, that's why I said if there's any contacts or information, that certainly would be helpful. And then we also created an unexpected closure policy, and that's actually us just fleshing out our operational policy framework. Other library regions have that public policy already, and so we looked to what the standard was, and we wanted to capture for the public what we are currently doing when it comes to closures. And now that we're, you know, strengthening the communication to the board, you're getting a sense of how often branches are closing for a variety of reasons, either staffing shortages or weather, which I think is going to be an important point for the strategic planning process. And we do have the capacity to do a report on the open hours of locations. And it might be worthwhile to do some research there and prepare, might be good practice for Janet doing reports, to look at the open hours for, say, the last 5 years by location, so that you could get a sense of, like, how is my library doing and how are we doing year over year? Because, of course, when you're in the thick of winter and the places are closing quite frequently, it feels like you're closing all the time. But if you look at the overall year, you could see where the hours were versus previous years and how we're doing. I'm just throwing that out there if that's of interest. But I think, you know, that it's part of the policy.
When there's one in Shady Camp closes, do you advertise it on the radio? I never heard.
No, we probably are not advertising it on the local radio station. I will check our procedures for that.
Sure,
okay.
Because sometimes when people ask me if it's closed or not, I just say, look, if the cars are there, and they're not there. not a red car, just wave.
We probably want to, I'll double check it, because I shouldn't say we're not, we may be, but like how often it goes out is, you know, I'll see.
They close a few times.
Yeah.
Now people are trying to get accustomed to one that if the school is closed, the library is closed.
Yes, that has been our practice. If the school is closed and it's bad enough weather, we do close the libraries, partially because who libraries serve tend to be vulnerable populations, like people who shouldn't be driving.
Older people
who shouldn't, you know, and there's a lot less, I don't know, I'm getting old because it seems like the roads were plowed more when I was a kid. But it seems that there's less capacity for the salting and the plowing, so you're more cautious about bringing people out in that condition.
It would be better if you could advertise, so I'm not sure of what you're
doing. Yeah, I'll check and I'll get back to you and let you know either way. I don't personally do that a lot of the time, so I don't remember off the top of my head.
So do you think that other things, like climate change, might make it worse?
Well, it has over the last couple of years because we've had hurricanes, we've had power outages. Power outages is a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
That's, depending on the area, but like Sherbrooke, for example, has had...
Is that right?
Yeah, it's had multiple power outages that have affected the branch. And you call and it says, okay, it's going to be closed for 4 hours, and then it comes on a half hour mm-hmm. after you've closed, right? So it's really difficult to get accurate.
I think they've been burned, saying beyond, and then
yeah.
it wasn't.
Yeah.
But we've had, like... 24 hours, 48 hours, like extended.
Meanwhile, I bought a generator after the last hurricane and haven't started it. I haven't used it. Like, just we haven't even lost the power.
Be so happy.
Keep starting.
Well,
I know.
Okay. Yeah. So unless anyone has any questions, that's really it for me.
Okay. Any reports?
Budgeting updates.
Yep.
Okay, just wanted to let you know that we are diligently gathering information for the budget, and we will have a more in-depth discussion in April with, you know, Seth Ruffin. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Ruffin for the meeting. So Carly and I are working on that. And yeah, that's kind of just...
I do have a question with Bergen. We're doing our municipal budgets, just wondering about our mandated contribution.
Oh, everything's still the
same.
Just
to confirm. Yeah.
Okay.
And your extra.
That should be the same as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
If anything changes, will you email?
Yeah,
back?
I'll confirm it with Carly, either tomorrow or early next week,
okay.
And I'll let you and Doug and Greg know. But there's no anticipated.
I didn't think so, but I just
yeah.
was asked
no.
to make sure just because we're in that process.
Yes. Yeah. And we have no plans for any dramatic.
Appeals.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much trying to maintain service levels as they are. Okay.
And number 11, library reports. Anything from Port Oxford that you know?
No.
Jen, anything you got?
No, I actually emailed Janet Lord and never heard from her, so I'm still being able to respond.
Great.
Yeah.
Sherbrooke.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
There's something going on
here. St. Peter's, we had a meeting today with the CAO and the warden and the village clerk in St. Peter's about the new library in St. Peter's, and they're waiting for the electrical and mechanical drawings from the engineer. But all the other drawings are done, so we hope to go to tender with them. Times that I said this.
Couple weeks.
This year.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's getting there. Did you get your door?
Oh, don't mention the door. There's a little sensitive right now.
But if you know anybody who puts them in.
Yeah. Let me know.
Okay, so the date of the next meeting is slated to be
18th is the third Thursday. Is that workable for everyone? Okay.
I'll be just getting back from cruise.
Oh my god.
Anyway. Thank you very much, folks, for coming.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And happy Easter.
Yes.
Hope you find all your eggs.
Have a good one.